Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Pinken Channels. Delighted to be bringing you a bit of insight into Borja Sainz, who looks like he's going to be Norwich City's fourth signing of the summer. And joining me to discuss him is Turkish football expert Ahmet Turgut. Thanks for joining me this afternoon, Ahmet. Really do appreciate your time. We're just going to get straight into it. Spanish winger, 22 years of age, 32 games, 9 goals, 4 assists. He looks like an exciting prospect, but off camera there, we were just speaking about the agency that he is represented by, and you said there's some American links. So do you just want to talk about that and also talk about the player that Norwich City might be getting?
Sure. Adam, thanks for invite, and I'm glad to be part of your podcast. Yeah, he's very, like you said, he's very young, 22-year-old young talent that is from Spain, also represented by American Football Agency Group, which is Westerman Group, who has a lot of young players that invested in Europe and also United States.
Yeah, in terms of the player as well, looks like a really talented footballer, joined Karanaspor last summer, 32 games, 9 goals, as I said. Unfortunately, suffered relegation there. But what was he like as a player? Was he one that really caught the eye on that side?
Borja, he played, I believe, 32 matches in the Turkish Super League. And he did play in the Turkish Cup matches. I believe there was 2 matches that he was on. And he scored 1 goal in that Turkish Cup match and also scored 9 goals and, as you said, 4 assists. He is, to me, more like a midfield player, but I think Giresunspor, who had a lot of problems during the season, financially, on the field, on off the field, as you know, they changed many coaches during the season. I think that probably affected the team and especially foreign players like Borja, who is young. And it's some player that comes in Turkey that young at that young age, and plus especially the Giresunspor is from Black Sea region close to Trabzon, and it's very tough for a person coming from to Spain and settling in that small town Giresun. So overall, he did pretty good. He's a very good, talented. If you ask me, he's a good midfielder. Giresunspor used him on the left and the right wing, most likely. But the goals that he scored, he worked hard on the pitch. And I think he's a bright star. As you know, Giresunspor still had a contract with him. Like you said, after dropping down to a lower division, as you know, in the last match, if they would have won their last 3 matches, they would have stayed in the Turkish Super League. One of the reasons why they're selling Borja is Giresunspor is in very deep problem with financially, even not only the Giresunspor, pretty much every team in Turkish Super League right now are in big trouble with money issues.
Yeah, I suppose what are the key strengths and weaknesses of him as a player? You know, you sort of spoke about him maybe being more of a midfielder than a winger, but it seems like
he's a good passer. He's a good passer. Likes to pass the ball a lot. And I think he is very strong at reading the plays. I think Norwich City, if they use him in the midfield more than up front, I think they will get more out of him. I think, as you know, being from Spain, he loves playing with the ball. He loves to dribble. And he loves to – one good thing about him, when he gets the ball, his head is always up looking around. So that's why I say I think Giresunspor made a wrong decision not playing in the middle, in the center. So he's a good goal scorer too. So I mean, in the 32 matches, he scored 9 goals, but even though he was not striker.
Yeah, you spoke about the adaption and, you know, having to come across to Turkey and being in sort of a small area. Norwich is sort of a small city. Do you think he's got the ability to then come into England and adapt to the sort of English game as well?
I would think so, Adam, because Norwich City is in Champions League, man, and you guys are going against one of the Turkish coaches this season, I believe. He will be coaching with a former coach that used to coach Fenerbahce, Erol Bulut. So it is a good league, and I think Borja will have a good chance to show himself in England. I think being young at the age of 22, he has a bright future in Norwich. Let's hope that they scores more goals for Norwich this coming season. He could score more goals than what he scored in Giresunspor in the Turkish Super League. I think the atmosphere, the place, Norwich, and being England will make a big difference for Borja.
Yeah, you spoke about the development there as a player. Are you maybe surprised that a bigger side, or maybe a Premier League side, or a top team in Europe haven't come in?
I would definitely think so, because when a player works with the Wasserman Group, you know they will end up somewhere big in the future. And a player like that who's 22 years old, I don't think Wasserman Group is not going to invest anything if they don't see a bright future in a player. And being U19 national team player for Spain, I think Borja has a good chance making a name for himself in the coming years.
Yeah, you mentioned at the start about the contract situation. It looks like Norwich are going to be able to pick him up on a free transfer. Is that maybe a little bit disappointing from a sort of Turkish football side that you haven't managed to attract a fee for sort of such a good player?
Well, like I said, they're probably desperate to let him go because they can't afford his contract.
Yeah.
All right. And Giresunspor is, you know, being knowing these teams, they had pretty good chances to stay in the league. They could not do that because Giresunspor, I know fact, they're in big trouble. You might see this team going down to amateur level in a few years because the money that they owe to the players, and it's outstanding. You know, it's just ridiculous. You know, they spent too much to bring this team to a Turkish Super League, and that this year they had the worst season, like I said, because the coach is changing and many things with the officials happening and not getting the funds. One thing that in Turkish Super League, Adam, let me open this up. Turkish Super League is not like the leagues in the England, because they're not all private owned. And they're probably all these young probably the owners that come in, the rich owners, they want to make a name for themselves, but they don't put the money that they promise, and then the, you know, the fans that comes to the game does not support the team whole season. The broadcast copyrights from the whoever's doing the league matches live, the money is not enough for these teams. The only big share is covered by the big teams like Fenerbahce, Beşiktaş, and Galatasaray. And these small teams doesn't get the most money. So when you don't have the very when you have a small base of fans and not supporting the team, and this structure has to change in Turkish Super League. Otherwise, that's why we have a lot of problems with teams that having hard time paying players and then hard time paying the bills.
Yeah, that's really interesting. I'm really excited to see what he can bring to Norwich City. But before we leave, just want to talk about a player who might be exiting Norwich City to move to Turkey permanently. That's Milo Rashica. Just interested to get how he sort of got on at Galatasaray this season.
Well, he was probably one of the best players on the team. Rashica, I think, really made a difference. And I think, especially in the last 10 matches when he started playing. Because, as you know, he was coming in as a sub. Yep. In many games he started. And Rashica clicked with Icardi and Kerem Aktürkoğlu. He was the workhorse of the team in the last probably 10 matches. That's why Okan Buruk, the coach of Galatasaray team, he wants him to stay. But I think right now, I don't think they the officials hasn't been done anything signed yet. But I think future, I think they want to keep, Galatasaray wants to keep Rashica in the Galatasaray team. We'll see, because I think there's going to be a lot of things going on with Icardi, because Icardi right now, we don't know if he's coming or not, but Rashica is a very good player.
Yeah, I really do appreciate your time this afternoon there, Ahmet. I think you've got a podcast, haven't you? Just want to plug that so where people can find your Turkish content.
No problem, Adam. Thanks for inviting me again. You could find me on Twitter at Turkish Soccer, and also big follower on Facebook. Just write down Turkish Football or Turkish Soccer. I'm also on Instagram. Thanks for that input. Nice talking to you, Adam. We'll talk some other time, maybe when we see Borja doing really good in Norwich City. We'll have a couple of words with you.
That would be great. Really appreciate your time this afternoon. And with that, we'll round off the show. Thanks for joining us on this podcast, if you're listening in. Fingers crossed, Borja Sainz can be an exciting player for Norwich City next season.